This is WHTC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our guest this morning is Paul Skolten. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Duke.
And Paul is here to talk about the Kelvin series that is going to be held at the Christ Memorial Church. A lot of people always look forward to these, Paul, and I guess this year is no exception.
This year should be no exception. It's a great thing to do in January, the January series at Kelvin College, and we should just quickly note that it's live at Kelvin College, but we do a live webcast at Christ Memorial Church mm-hmm. at 12:30 every day. It's every weekday starting on tomorrow, Wednesday, for the next 15 weekdays. That's all the way until January 28. There will be a new and different speaker on a very interesting, challenging subject every day at 12:30. And I want to emphasize it's free. You don't need to register for it. You don't need to just show up at Christ Memorial yeah. Church. Corner 24th and Grasco.
You can bring your lunch if you want to.
You can bring your lunch, yes. It's during the lunch hour, and we have pigs and muffins and pig in the blankets on Fridays, but the other days we have coffee available, hot chocolate, you know, okay. soft drinks and things like that. But you're welcome to bring your lunch. Get a group of friends together and all bring your lunch together. It's in the gathering place at Christ Memorial. So we look forward to really enjoying having another good season together as we listen to these speakers.
Well, tell us a little bit about tomorrow's speaker.
Well, tomorrow's speaker, we kick right off with Isabella Wilkerson. She is the lady who wrote the book, The Warmth of Other Suns. And this is it's a true story. It's an epic writing about the migration of really the whole black population from the South to the North and to the West. From 1912 all the way up through the 1970s. Mm-hmm. It's a book that's been on the bestseller list. Many, many, many book clubs have done this book as a book club book. Very interesting subject. Some have mentioned that this is a book that you have to read if you want to understand the history of the United States. And so it's a very important book in that way, and we're really looking to her coming. Hopefully she'll be able to make it tomorrow with all this snow and ice.
But, where does she have to come from?
She has to come from Atlanta. So,
she can probably get on a plane there.
Yeah, I think so. The good news is the flight from Atlanta to Grand Rapids made it yesterday. So if it made it yesterday, it'll probably make it today.
All right. Good. And it starts at 12:30, and that's the speaker tomorrow. And then
all right.
The next day, speaker will be coming up on
Thursday.
On Thursday. All right, and what is that?
Well, this is Olympia Snow. Olympia is a longtime senator, House of Representatives, and she just decided last year not to run again because she was so upset with the bipartisanship and the dysfunction in the Congress. And she's a centralist and really speaking toward the subject of how can we get our Congress back on track.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to be outstanding and very timely.
Yeah, and since she's been there, she ought to know.
She's been around there for like 26 years, so in the House and in the Senate, so yeah.
All right, then we got coming up after that on Friday.
Bob Goff.
Oh, boy, sounds interesting.
Bob Goff wrote the book Love Does. If there was one I would say don't miss, this is the one I would say don't miss. Obviously, I say don't miss any of them, but this is the one that you really don't want to miss. Bob is a guy who, he's a lawyer, but he's very active in the issues of children around the world, particularly in Uganda and areas like that, that have been illegally imprisoned or that are in very difficult abuse situations, that there's a lot of legal issues that have to be untangled to get them out of these situations. So, you know, his story is that love does. Love just doesn't love. Love does. You got to go out and do something. And this guy is a bundle of energy. The things he does at his age are amazing. And you're almost tired just listening to him talk of all the things that are going on and that he's encouraging you to get involved in. But it is a fantastic talk. I've heard him speak, read his book. Don't miss it.
All right. By the way, we're talking about the Kelvin series, and that's going to be starting tomorrow at Christ Memorial Church, and we have Paul Skolten talking about it here this morning. And if you have any questions about any of them, you may give us a call and talk to Paul directly, and maybe he can answer some of your questions for you. That's starting tomorrow at 12:30 at Christ Memorial. And That's a good speaker every day for how many weeks?
It's 3 full weeks, 15 weekdays, so from January 8th to January 28th, starting tomorrow, of course.
That could encompass a whole education, Paul.
We like to say it's a liberal arts education in a month,
yeah,
or in 15 days.
Yeah.
Because all of the speakers are from different backgrounds. The subjects are, you know, politics and religion and economics and ecology and, you know, mission, care of the poor and the suffering. The next speaker on Monday is going to be Kevin Schutt, who's going to be talking about electronics and video games and how video games, what is a Christian perspective on video games and how do they impact young minds and so forth. So, yeah, it's going to be another interesting talk. And like I say, a very different subject again, but the whole subject of the impact of video games and a Christian perspective on what video games are best used for and can best do for our culture.
I've heard people say that video games teach dexterity, and other people say, well, they teach you to be a criminal.
Well, you know, yes, there's all of that, of course, and but beyond even that, it's the whole thinking process that goes into it. And interestingly enough, the thinking process that goes into successfully manipulating video games or getting to the next level, whatever you try to do on those things, is the same thing that the way things are being taught today in universities, and the way companies are using to solve problems like how to send the next man to Mars and things like that. So the same skills that are used in video games teach our kids how to think in that mode in the same way they're going to be thinking a lot of times in the industry as they go forward.
All right. All right. Next on the list is Nicole Baker Fulgham.
Yes. She is. She's been with America Teach. Before. She is going to be speaking on the subject of educating all of God's children, and she's really promoting how the faith community can become engaged in improving our public education and closing the education gap amongst the those who have very good educations and those who have very poor educations. So. She's author of a book called Educating All God's Children, which explores what Christians can do and should do to champion needed reform and improve our public schools. So I think, again, a very timely subject, something we're dealing with here in Holland and doing some really good work in Holland on, but I think it'll be very informative to our community to just to get this perspective as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, 395-1450, our number here, if you would like to give us a call. And by the way, I guess we should mention the underwriters that on this series also, Paul.
Yes, there's really a number of underwriters on the Calvin series, and I just wanted to pick up my list of them here. There we go. Okay, yeah, Baker Bookhouse has been an underwriter for many, many years to the series. And one of the founding underwriters of the series. The Issachar Fund Initiative is an underwriter, and Doug and Mary of DeVos Foundations are underwriters. Carson Wagonlit Travel, and they do all the travel work for the series, of course, as well, bringing in the speakers and things like that, because these speakers come from all over the world. The media partners include CBS Outdoors and 1260 The Pledge and WJ 1340 AM WJR and Michigan Public Radio. So those are underwriters of the series. And then again,
I've got a call on the line here. Good morning. You're on line with our guest.
Good morning. Will the speakers be recorded that we could listen to them later?
The speakers are online. You can stream them online from calvin.edu. And 9 of the 15 speakers will be recorded on video, and that video will be available on Calvin's website, and it can be downloaded from the website. Usually the video doesn't show up on the website till about 4 weeks after the series is over, but there are 6 of the speakers that will not be able to be recorded due to copyright issues, but many of them are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. All right, let's continue with let's take a moment out for
11108 Chicago Drive between Holland and Zealand. Stop in today for the best selection during the Carpet Bonanza Winter Sale. Carpet Bonanza, covering West Michigan floors for over 40 years.
And we're talking with Paul Skolton here this morning, and he is telling us all about the Calvin series, which is coming up beginning tomorrow at Christ Memorial Church, starting at 12:30 tomorrow. And it's free, by the way, so you can just come and enjoy it and learn from it. And it's a lot of different people coming in. Let's talk about the one coming in on the 15th of January.
Yeah, Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, is Zachary Carabell. And Zachary Carabell is going to be speaking on what history and economics teach us about the future. He's been designated as a global leader for tomorrow by the World Economics Forum. And he brings a profound and refreshingly optimistic outlook on the world economy. But he has a great deal to say about our current economic situation, the worldwide economic environment, and what we can learn to, or what we can really expect for the future in economics. So I think it'll be a really, really good individual to listen to. It's being underwritten by the Peter C. and the Evangeline Cook Foundation. So,
okay. And next day is Michael K. Leroy.
Michael Leroy is the new president of Calvin College.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been president for only just a little over a year now. And he is going to be speaking on the subject of the viability of private higher education. And I think it's really, really an interesting talk. He's a very articulate speaker, a very thoughtful speaker. And I think for, you know, Calvin and Hope, who both deal with kind of the same issues around how do we fund education like Calvin and Hope and others in our community are used to doing. What is the future of that? What can we look forward to? What are the things we have to pay attention to? So we're really looking forward to listening to what he has to say about that.
Okay, and the next one is Linda Smith.
Right. Linda Smith has written a book called Renting Lacey, A Story of America's Prostituted Children. And she really delves into the whole subject of trafficking in children. And because January is basically Human Trafficking Month, I think this really, really fits. She got involved in this while she served in Congress, and she traveled, you know, to other parts of the world, to some of the notorious brothel areas, and she really got interested in the whole issue of children being trafficked. But she really brought her interest right here to home and is focusing on trafficking of children in America, and that's what her story, Renting Lacey, is about. And while I'm at it, I would just like to mention also that these books, all of these books will be available for purchase at Christ Memorial.
Oh.
When you come to listen to the lectures, we have the books available. We keep the books there for the full 3 weeks. So
yeah.
If you wanted a book of somebody who spoke earlier in the week, you know, and you couldn't get there, you could still come and pick up the book.
Okay. All right. And then we have John Perkins. John M. Perkins.
Yeah. John Perkins is he's speaking on the subject, Love is the Final Fight, The Life and Legacy of John M. Perkins. And this is in honor of Martin Luther King Day. John was a longtime advocate of civil rights. He was born in Mississippi poverty, the son of a sharecropper. He left Mississippi under persecution in the early 60s and vowed never to return to Mississippi. But he accepted Christ in 1960, and sometime thereafter he came back just to work with his fellow people in the community there. And he's one of the leading evangelical voices to come out of the American Civil Rights Movement, and a revered person, really, in the evangelical civil rights movement. So if I had to pick two besides Bob Goff, I would say don't miss John Perkins.
Okay, that sounds good. Good recommendation. Paul Douglas on Tuesday the 21st.
Yeah, Paul's a weatherman, and we ought to have some interesting questions for him when he shows up. You know, the whole concept of normal weather is kind of out the window
Yes.
in the last several years. And so there's always the You know, there's more extreme. There's extreme heat. There's extreme cold. There's extreme drought. There's extreme water. And so it says climate change is flavoring all of weather now, and it has a profound implications on the future. And he's been really in, he's developed some of the technology that we all see on television every night. Like
really?
The 3D weather systems, you know, and these, he's been a forerunner in developing those systems. And so he's a very, very well thought of and studied meteorologist and weather entrepreneur, I'll call him, because he's developed several different projects around the subject of weather forecasting and how to use it. So I think it's going to be an interesting one, especially with the whole issue of climate change. And, is climate change to blame for everything? Is climate...
We got a new one now, polar vortex.
Hey, we got the polar vortex. We can ask him what a polar vortex really is and whether we can expect to see another one next year.
Yeah. All right. And the next day on the Wednesday, the 22nd,
yes,
we have Victoria Sweet.
Yeah, Victoria Sweet is a doctor out of San Francisco, and she has written a book, God's Hotel, A Doctor, A Hospital, and a Pilgrimage to the Heart of Medicine. And she really writes about how should we be changing our medical practices here in the United States to be more effective, not necessarily just more cost-effective, but more effective on solving people's medical issues. She lays out her evidence, the stories of her patients and her hospital, so it'll be kind of a story-based evidence approach, for some radically new ideas about medicine and healthcare in the country. So one of the leading medical persons says that God's Hotel should be required reading for anyone interested in the business of healthcare, and especially those interested in the humanity of healthcare. So, again, the subject at the top of the agenda as far as the national debate is concerned is how do we deal with healthcare?
Right. Well, I think we're all wondering about that right now.
Oh, man, yes. It's on the news every day. So,
it sure
so
is.
I think it will be a good opportunity to take a look at it from her perspective.
Right. We're going to take a moment out here for the weather outlook, and the weather outlook is coming to you this morning by our sponsor, the Farmhouse Restaurant, with 13 delicious dinners under $10. That's in Zeeland, of course. And the latest weather, winter storm warning for Allegan and Ottawa County until 7 p.m., winter chill warning for Allegan and Ottawa County until 7 p.m. Today... And today will be windy with snow showers and a high of 13, and snow showers tonight with a low of 11, and tomorrow snow showers with a high of 19, and Thursday cloudy with occasional flurries and a high of 22 degrees. And right now it's 4 degrees here in the Tulip City. And we're talking with Paul Skolton this morning about the series of speakers that's going to be appearing at Christ Memorial Church beginning tomorrow. And if you have any questions, you may call us 395-1450. And the next speaker we want to talk about is Bill Rasmussen.
Yeah, Bill Rasmussen, the founder of ESPN in 1979.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, he is going to be just an amazing speaker, I think, to listen to and to listen to his story. I read someplace that he began ESPN on either $600 or $900 that he borrowed against his own credit card.
Really?
Back in the mid-1970s. And within a year later, he had launched ESPN and was online with like 150 employees. They really thought it could never happen. Somebody could do a startup network that could compete against CBS, NBC, and ABC. And yet he became the dominant network in the world around the subject of sports. So we wouldn't be able to see a lot of what we see if it wasn't for ESPN.
That's
We'd have missed
sure.
the Rose Bowl this year, probably.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right.
So we're really looking forward to him, and I think that's going to be a great speaker as well.
Our next speaker in the Calvin series is Jennifer Weissman, and that is coming up on the 24th, Friday the 24th.
Our place in the amazing universe. And Jennifer is a physics major, which I love because I'm a physics major, but she has a PhD in astronomy from Harvard University. And she heads up the program with a Hubble telescope on all these amazing pictures of the stars and the galaxies and things like that. And she is, I think it's going to be extremely interesting about it. Astronomy is interesting no matter who you are, really, mostly, to see these amazing things that God has created out in the universe, things that are so far beyond our imagination. It boggles our mind when we think about the numbers and the beauty and all of that. But she is really an expert in that area, and she's a committed Christian, and she's offered several essays addressing the relationship of astronomy and the Christian faith. So I really think this is going to be an exciting one to listen to and watch. Again, a totally different subject, a totally different area to think about, but something that we live with every day, the stars above us.
Right.
And I should also mention that this is underwritten by our own local Holland Lithol Printing Services, which is right next door to here. So.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Yeah. And we have another person here on Monday, the 27th. That is Ann Zaki, is it?
Yeah, Ann Zaki is she's Arabian Egyptian by birth, and currently lives in Cairo with her husband. She is going to be speaking on "Is the Arab Spring the Arab Christian's Fall?" And she is a resource development specialist for global and multicultural resources at the Kelvin Institute for Christian Worship. So she has a real connection with Kelvin. And she also has a master's degree in divinity from Kelvin, although her undergraduate work was, I believe, in Egypt. And she and her husband were church planters in Canada. So they've got a wide background, but they've moved back to Egypt with to Cairo with their family, their two young boys, I believe. And so she's going to be speaking on what's happening with the whole Arab Spring movement.
All of us are wondering.
Yeah, it'll be good to get the perspective from somebody who's right there in the middle of it. And, and in a sense has an American's perspective of what we are thinking about there. So,
indeed. All right. And the tailgater who's winding it up is Jeremy Bigby.
Yeah, Jeremy Bigby. Yeah, he is... he's going to be speaking on the subject of really how music and art plays into our theology. He's a major person who speaks in that world, particularly how theology can be expressed in performance and how performance influences how we think about God. Yeah, which is what theology is. How do we think about God? So he is world-renowned. He teaches both at Princeton and at Cambridge. He teaches on both sides of the Atlantic, travels back and forth like multiple times a year kind of a thing. And so he's going to be really talking about that whole subject of theology through the arts, discovering and demonstrating ways that the arts can contribute toward the renewal of Christian theology. A huge speaker for people who, especially who are into worship leading and into using the media and worship and things like that. He actually also, along with Ann Zakari, by the way, are staying over for the Kelvin Symposium on Worship, which begins on the weekend right after the Kelvin series ends. That's traditionally always happens that way. The Kelvin Symposium for Worship and Music begins the weekend following the January series. And so he's a headliner speaker at the Kelvin Worship Symposium as well. So he kind of does double duty when he comes over.
Very good. Very good. Well, there you have it. That's the lineup, and that is some lineup that you have here. And it's, as we said, it's an education in a few days, depending on which ones you take in. But I would... take a good look at them, and we have these folders around town, Paul.
Yeah, there's January series leader, speakers brochures and schedules with a little biography of each of the speakers. They're in many of the restaurants around town, various places, so stop by and pick one up. If you would like, Christ Memorial has them available in our gathering place. It's easy to pick one up in the gathering place at several locations at Christ Memorial. And you can always either call Christ Memorial and ask for me, Paul Skolton, and I can give you some direct information, or email me at paul.s@christmemorial.org. I'll be happy to respond to you. But 12:30 every day, come a half hour early to get a good seat and to get a cup of hot chocolate or coffee or whatever. And they're just an hour long. They're almost always done exactly at 1:30, so you can just plan your lunch break around it. Feel free to bring a lunch, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Very good. It sounds. Do you have any time for discussion afterward?
Sure. Well, you know, we don't have formal times for discussion.
Right.
There are groups who come and hang around and discuss afterwards. There's nothing going on. The tables are there. If you're interested and some of your friends are there or even people you met there and you want to discuss it, we don't have, you know, a formally programmed discussion period afterwards. But there are a number of discussion people who, you know, who hang around and talk and so forth and rehash it and so forth.
Almost all of the subject matter is subject to discussion.
It really is. It's all subject to discussion. And I would also suggest if you want to just go to calvin.edu on the website, calvin.edu/January's, just /January is all you need to do, not even January series. There you can find a list of all the speakers and sort of an extended kind of a bibliography about each one and so forth. So you're welcome to go there. You go to the same place if you want to listen to it online. You can't get the video online until they're put there later, but you can always listen to them online if you can't make it in.
Okay. Well, there you have it. It's the Calvin series again in January, and this has been a few years we've been doing this, hasn't it, Paul?
Yes, it's been about, I think this is our fifth year at Christ Memorial. The series itself has been on for 27 years, but we've been doing it here in Holland at Christ Memorial for 5 years. And like we say, there's no better way to spend a cold, snowy January than coming to the lecture series.
Hey, we thank you very much for coming in this morning and telling us all about it.
You're welcome. Good to be here.